Well, I got a message today, and it spoke to me, and I believe it's going to speak to you. I want to talk to us today on the topic of one man down. One man down. It's not a military phrase. It's not a military message. Just one man down. Yesterday, we were at a soccer tournament in Memphis, and man, it was great. I mean, I got tired watching people run. And one of the things that stuck out to me, though, is we got there and got our nice comfortable chairs, because we don't want to be uncomfortable, right? I mean, the ones that rock back, you know, amen, glory to God. Got the little drink holder right there, amen, hallelujah. We were right. We had everything together. And my son-in-law, he's pretty sharp, and he had this wagon full of stuff. And I'm thinking, this is all right. Cole, this is just good. He just bringing his wagon, didn't have tote much. Well, this is going to work out real good. But I got there, and I got to notice in one of the first games there was this, like, older guy. Now, I'm not picking on this person at all, but it looked like Joe Biden. He operated and functioned like Joe Biden. I mean, just say, well, what's wrong with that? The only problem was he had on the referee get up. I'm thinking, this game is going to be like, you're going to get away with everything, because he can't get there to see it. Don't know that he can even see it. And he's got his shorts on and his black socks up to here. Come on, somebody, y'all know what I'm talking about, up to here. And he got about that much of his knee. I'm thinking, that's the worst part of me, is my knees. Black shorts, got all the get up, got the whistle, got everything there. And I'm thinking, this ought to be good. 7-8 year old kids running everywhere, and this old guy, and I'm thinking, all right, let me see how this is going to work. You know what impressed me most? He bent over and picked the ball up. I thought, well, that's a good sign. Hey, we got a good sign going on here. And the game began, and he kept up. Surprised me, to say the least. I kind of repented. I had a wrong idea about this guy. You know, you can't judge a book by its covers. Yeah. Well, so we were at this soccer tournament. It was pretty cool. I thought you'd like that. But, you know, I saw people all around. One had soccer mom, had a shirt on, a hat. You know, you've seen them, right? Soccer mom, soccer dad. I'm soccer grandpa, whatever it is. You got all these things. You got shirts made up for a kid that don't even know. They don't like to play. You're just there. They're there because you made them. Come on, somebody. Some of y'all got grandkids like that, grandparents. You got kids, and you're gonna play because I like you to play. What? Yeah, well, I don't like it. But you're gonna play because I gotta get a shirt. I gotta get the sticker on the back of the window. It says soccer mom. You got mom, dad, and 9 kids in the soccer ball den. You know, you seen it, right? Isn't that cool? You see all these things when you go to sports events for the kids. I'd love to have the money spent on just junk like that. And so we kept looking around, and we got, you know, you've seen those seasons, team so-and-so. Like, if we were team Lexi and team Bill and team George, and I don't know if George plays soccer or not, but it sounds good. It's team whoever, right? You know, team Smith. Come on, y'all. Y'all ever been to a soccer game, baseball, t-ball, football, anything? Man, you got to get with me this morning. And so they show up with this stuff like, I am supporting the team. And it's like, okay, well, like, you got one like Team Lexi. I'm like, she's the only one on the team. Some of you aren't grandparents yet. Oh, but you will be. But like, they're the only one on the team. So you support, this is the whole team right here. And one person, the whole team. That ain't really true. What if we as a church got us some t-shirts that said Team Jesus? Team Christ. Now, let me ask you this. So if I don't have one, but I need to get one, I guess, now. Team Lexi. Lexi's papa. Come on. Woo-woo. I'd show up in my shorts and black socks up to there, too, just to cheer. Woo. She would say, that is not my papa. I don't know who that cat is, but I don't know. He's there. My name's not Lexi. But what if we had Team Jesus, Team Christ, Team Holy Spirit on our shirts? Would the world know that we're with him? Because it's no problem when I show up for Team Lexi. Whoo! You know who I'm with. Come on, somebody. That's mine. Even when she don't do that good, that's mine. When she scores, you know she's with me. You know I'm on Team Lexi. Come on, somebody. Could we be that good about Christ? Team Christ. Life hits you like a Mack truck. I don't know if I want to be on the team. You know, he ain't really performing like I want to. I think I'm going to get a different shirt. I don't want that. I can't represent. You ain't doing that good, Lord. You know, there's a few diehard fans, no matter how good their team is, they wear their jersey. I'm thinking, you ought not do that. Pick another team or just don't wear one. Don't tell anybody that you've been for the Cleveland Browns for all these years. They are terrible most of the time. Pick another team, for God's sake. We have things that show us who we're for. I want to talk to you about one man down. One man down is simply playing with one less player than necessary. So yesterday afternoon, second game, got started a little late, and the third game, Lexi was playing on a second team that she's not normally with, and she had to go there, but the game got started. So at the end of the game, right before the end of the game, I heard one of the people say, well, they can play with a one man down for a little bit. I'm thinking, yeah, but you ain't the one running. The game was like way across. This is like 17 fields of sports fields. Huge. And it was way over there. And I said, well, I guess so. But they can play. That was a term. I didn't know that was possible. You can play with one man down. Well, that team started. And when this game's over, we gather up. And everybody's telling, you pack up and I'm going to go. We're going to go take her over there. Okay. So I'm packing up stuff. You know how hard it is to get one of them fold-up chairs in a little bag when you're in a hurry? Because I'm Team Lexi. Come on, I got to hurry and get there, right? Come on, somebody. So anyway, they played a little while with one man down. One man down. I'm going somewhere. I got scripture in just a minute. You just hang with me. Playing with one man down means there's a hardship on somebody else. Come on, if it takes 11 and you got 10, that means somebody got to cover some more spots. I don't know if you know a lot about soccer. I don't know a lot about soccer. The number one thing I know about soccer, Ms. Fonda, is there's a net at the end and the ball needs to go in and it more times than it goes on the other end for the opponent. But there's left wings and right wings and there's center fielders and there's goalies and there's shooters and there's all these people and there's offense and defense and some don't get to cross this line because if you do that, that's a foul. I think it was just a line. Especially the old guy, he couldn't see. He looked around and said, well, that's close, that's a foul. And so you got all these positions, but you take one man out. You ever watch soccer? They run all the time. And if one's out, one really has to pick up their game. But that person can't pick up the game over the whole field, so then someone else has to pick up the game and go somewhere else. And it's constant that one person being absent, that the other 10 have to pick up the slack sometime or another. And it's hard. That's what playing with one man down means. The funny thing about playing with one man down is the spectators, Team Papa on Team Lexi, expects us to win. Come on, somebody. We expect no less from the 10 than we do the 11. We want a score. We want a W. Come on. You tracking with me? We want to win. No matter if you are down one man. Doesn't matter. Suck it up. Yeah, you're not the one running, buddy. You're over there drinking a pop, eating M&Ms with your weekend sports beer belly. I heard a guy yesterday, his daughter had fallen three or four times on her wrist, and she is favoring her wrist. He said, "Suck it up, shake it off." I'm thinking, yeah, it's not your wrist. It's dangling. Suck it, just shake it off. Thank God she ain't playing with her hands. That's what spectators want. They want to have the same joy. They want to have the same outcome with no participation. Don't care how hard it is on you. We want the same result. Y'all ready for scripture? Okay, good. Here it comes. If you have your Bibles, if you'll turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Chapter 12, verse 12 of 1 Corinthians. I have several passages of scripture today. All right there. Now, you got the idea that we're on a team, right? That's what we've been talking about for 5 minutes. You're on a team. Everybody say, I'm on team Jesus. I'm on team. Let's break it down more personally. I'm on team LVA. Woo woo. Team Jesus. Glory. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. What did you just say? You can be part of something, but you different. You know, the goalie doesn't have the same job description as the defense on the other end. The goalie, matter of fact, can only stay in a little certain area. What's the goalie's job? Anybody know? You don't have to really know soccer to know. Stand up right here and speak real loud for him. Come on, Slade. You didn't know what you were going to do. Come on, stand up here. What is the goal of a goalie? What's his job?
To block the ball from getting in the goal.
Bingo. Man, high five. I tell you what. You'd be a coach. Simple, right? Just don't let the ball go in the net. Easy enough. Yeah. If you're a spectator. If you're on the sidelines and you're not the one playing with one man down. Easy. You got a role. Everybody in this church got a role. Everybody. If you're a Christian, you have a role. Even outside, you're visiting today, you got a role outside the church. You are on team Jesus. Verse 13. For by one spirit we are all baptized into one body. We're one. Stop all the denominational foolishness. Amen. Whether Jews or Greeks, or whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit. Verse 14. For in fact the body has not one member, but many. Say, I am part of the team. Amen. Team Jesus. Boy, I wish I'd have had time to print up some shirts. Team Jesus and pass them out. Give everybody a shirt today. Then watch you this week and see if you're really on Team Jesus. Ah. Verse 15, if the foot should say, because I'm not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? No. I have this little thought, this little theory, that I came with everything when I was born, and I want to leave with everything. Okay? I'm not going to do that because I had my gallbladder taken out. So far, it's been, yeah, close. But if you say, I'm this, so I'm not part of the body, you know that's how the devil lies to you? Gets you thinking that you're not part of something when you really are part of something because you're not doing the role, a role that you really like. But you know, here's what I know about, I'm going to revert back to soccer yesterday. The fields were immaculate. Man, they were. I mean, Jason used to be in the lawn business. They weren't. He said, I mean, there's a difference between grass and lawns. Grass is my yard. If it's green, it comes up. And I wish it was Roundup, okay? Jason said, but lawns, you cut, you sharpen your blades, you manicure. That's the right word, manicure. These yards were manicured. I mean, it's like, you don't want to step on those. Cleats grab up some dirt. You want to go out there and pat it back down. I mean, those kind. Come on, somebody. The lines were, they weren't like you would do it here in the Delta. These lines were, I'm telling you, they had strings put on them. precise, clean, under the goals. They had been moved and manicured. It was right. Do you hear what I'm saying? That didn't happen the day we showed up. Come on, you tracking with me? See, some of that stuff happened way before the event was ever held. The growing and the watering and the fertilizing of the lawns happened way before everybody showed up from four states. But you know, I was there and I didn't hear one person announce who that was. But I heard everybody say, man, this is awesome. This is such a complex. Paved walkways. This was so cool. Look, they had people come around, Miss Fonda, and these, and what I call limousine golf carts. With, come on now, watch, we're at a sports event. I'm telling you, this is funny. With soda pops and cotton candy and M&Ms hanging on these things. You can go up to it and buy it. I'm thinking, man, this is the wrong place to sell unhealthy stuff.
It was good, though.
Not all of us played. Some of us just on the team. I'm making a point today. Some of us had team Lexi, but we wasn't playing. Verse 16. And if the ear should say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? Sounds like a lot of offended Christians. Well, I didn't get my way. The carpet color's not the one I picked. The Holy Spirit is not in that place anymore. What? I didn't get to teach the class I wanted. Right? Ichabod over the front of the church. Spirit of God's gone. Verse 17. If the whole body were the eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them in the body, just as he pleased. I had a friend once his job was, he went to school for this. I didn't know this was a deal, but it is. To professionally upkeep golf courses. I'm thinking, I'm just saying here, okay? Round up everything in my yard. This guy says, I want my yard to be great. And matter of fact, I like it so much, I want to go take care of 50 acres of somebody else's yard so they can come play on it, tear it up, and I can fix it. Now that's being on team golf. Come on, somebody. I'm going somewhere with this. Yeah, not my desire. It's not what I want to do. But God put it in his heart, this guy's heart, to take care of yards, to take care of golf courses. He didn't put that in my heart. But you know what? That guy can be saved and I can be saved. Yeah. We can be on Team Jesus together. He'll just do the yard and I'll do the trim work with Roundup. That's a new weed eater. Come on, somebody. Y'all know where we stopped? Because I'm trying to find here on my place. There we go, see? I'm making sure. Let's go to 18 then. I think we had 18. But now God has set members, each one of them in the body, just as he's pleased. Verse 19. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Verse 22, no, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it. I don't know about you, but there's parts of my body that I think, they ain't that good looking. They're not that useful. But you stump your little pinky toe at 2 in the morning. You didn't even know you had one. You had forgot about it because you never see it. It's in a sock or in a shoe, and you never think about it until 2 a.m. is what's really not what goes through my mind at 2 a.m. either. But you stump it on the corner of an immovable chest of drawers. And that little rascal reaches around and kisses the back of that heel. You're no longer asleep. You're fully aware of what happened, and you're fully aware at that moment that you had a pinky toe that you thought had got left, went on vacation. You know what I'm talking about, right? And you grab your toe and you're holding on to it with dear life, and you're thinking, Jesus, if you're on Team Jesus, if you're on Team Jesus and you're saying something else, you might not be on Team Jesus. And man, that thing hurts like there's no other hurt like that. It's not an earache. It's not a toothache. It's a little bitty, itsy bitsy toe hurts what it is. I'm here to tell you that some of you think you're the toe. You've been forgotten. But when you unplug from what God's called you to do, the rest of us feel the hurt and the pain. When you think you're not important and you leave or something happens, you stump your toe, spiritually speaking, and we all hurt. When you don't show up to do your job, we hurt. Y'all still love me, don't you? Because I'm just about like halfway through. Y'all got a lot more love to do here now, okay? Verse 25, and here's the problem. Here's what we're going through here. But recently he's talking about the insignificant parts of the body. He thinks, well, they're not that important. Pick up in verse 25. He says, here's why I talked about that. That there should be no schism or created a chasm in the body. There should be no difference, no divide. But that the members should have the same care one for another. I'm no more important in my role as the one who cleans the toilets. You think not? Okay, for here's what we're going to do. For the next month, we're not going to clean the toilets. We're not going to replenish the toilet paper, the soap, or the paper towels. We're not taking a broom in there, any kind of spray for you men in the bathrooms. We're just going to leave it alone. Everybody's like, That would hurt, wouldn't it? Not so much. It'd just stink. That would stink, literally. But the person cleaning the bathrooms may not necessarily be me. They may not be on the worst of them. They may not be a teacher, but it's important, am I correct? But you never see it. It happens when nobody's here. Because they're on Team Jesus. They on Team LVA because it's got to be done. Because I can just imagine. First time we're out of tissue paper in the women's restroom. You're going to bypass everybody to get to me. Preacher! Didn't have no toilet tissue in the bathroom and I had to sit in there for a while. Boy, I could go there, but I'm going to move on. That ain't spiritual what I was going to say. Verse Verse 26 says, and if one member suffers, all the members suffers with it. For if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. You know what that means? Is when people come in and they say, man, you have a friendly church. You know what? There may be a person over here that's been licking on lemons all week long, but you take up the slack and say, we're so glad you're here. And they leave thinking, man, that's a friendly church. They just didn't see sourpuss over in the corner. When you show up and you got clean bathrooms, they say, man, this was a clean facility. Yeah. Woo. We all get honored in that as a church because somebody that maybe we thought was less honorable was cleaning the bathrooms on Saturday. Or like Scotty sweeping up crickets this morning that come out by the groves. Come on, somebody. I've had more people talk about crickets. Dead crickets. Come, we'll put a plug in for you. Can I put a plug in? I said, well, it's a bug man. No, they're dead. We spray for bugs to be dead. They're dead. We spray on the inside, they come in, and they're dead. But they get dead in here. Is that one? No, that's a rock. That's a rock. That's Peter right there, building on a rock. There you go. But I've heard people come and say, oh, those crickets. I could show you the broom and the dustpan. Oh. You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit will let you say stuff and then you stop and that's all you got to say. Y'all got that, didn't you? I'm on what they say, leave it there. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually, verse 28, and God has appointed these in the church. And here's what we like to say makes the church function. This is a little incorrect. Theologically, it's correct. But your theology on this makes the church function is incorrect. This is how the church, watch, it says that they are, in verse 28, there's apostles, prophets, teachers, there's miracles, then gifts of healing, helps of administration, and varieties of tongues. Then he goes on to say this. He says, are all apostles? Everybody say, shake your head, no. I'm going to give you an answer. And every one of these, the answer is no. Okay? So just a heads up. Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Quit expecting us to be workers of miracles then. Quit expecting. I know what this is talking about. It's talking about physical. But we're one man down if you ain't doing your job. So quit expecting us to work miracles without your help. It's a better message than I thought it was going to be. Do all have the gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. He says, strive to make sure all this is taken care of in the church, but there's a better way. You know what it is? If you go into chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, that's what we call the love chapter. If you can get the love down, you can get the work down. If you can get the love in Team Jesus, you ain't got to be begged to come and show up and do something. My granddaughter doesn't have to beg me to come to a game. Why? Because I got chapter 13 down. I love my granddaughter. Don't know much about sports. It's not about loving soccer. I'm just trying to figure that game out still. Didn't have soccer when I was coming up, you know. But I show up because I love who's playing. Come on, somebody. You should show up to church because you love somebody's going to be here. You should show up to church because you love Jesus. You're on Team Jesus, right? It bothers me that people say, I'm on Team Jesus, and there ain't no church. Who your pastor is? Jesus. Let him preach your funeral. Let him preach your wedding. Let him christen your babies. Come on. What is good? seek love. My wife in here. She ain't in here. Come on, somebody. She on Team Jesus. She's doing something else right now. I love my wife. My Lord, do you hear me? You know what I did? When Lee moved, she had to move. Our pianist, great for years, 4 or 5 years. I didn't have to talk my wife into getting back on that piano. I didn't go to her and say, honey, come on, I'm gonna take you out to dinner. I got something to ask you. We're going to go for steak. I didn't get her a bunch of presents so that she would play the piano again. What I did notice, though, when she had to play the following week when Lee had moved, I did notice on Thursday nights she was in there practicing at the keyboard in our home because she's on Team Jesus. Amen. And thank you, but the message is not about my wife. It's really about one man down. I'm going to give you some parallels that are opposite, if that makes sense. I don't know what that is. We used to do that word game, and I can't think of it. You know, you had a word and then the opposite word, and you draw the lines. Some of you teachers may know, but I found two groups of people at the soccer field yesterday. Two groups. They look a lot alike. They were all human. Really. Every person I saw was a human. Didn't have any dogs there. They couldn't get dogs in. No dogs allowed. Everybody there was a human being. Different, but yet the same. But I categorized them in two groups. It's weird, isn't it? You go to a soccer game, Team Lexi, to watch your granddaughter play, and you're thinking about two different people groups and how you can turn it into a message. I really didn't go with that intent. The Lord just gave it to me while I was there. Two groups. Number one, there's participators and spectators. Boy, they sound almost the same. Participators and spectators. Say it real fast, man. You can almost get them together. Participators and spectators. Sounds close, doesn't it? Just a letter or two off. Two different things. Spectators, participators, watch this. They get in free. They're on the team. They get in free, Fonda. I had to pay. Because I'm a spectator. Come on. I had to pay. There's a price to pay to be on a team. Second thing I thought about was the participators get an authentic jersey. How many of you have spent $100 on one of those, they call it authentic jersey? From an NFL team, a college team. Come on, somebody. Scotty, you get up and stand up on both feet. And I know you got, he got them all, baby. He got all kinds. He got shoes and everything. I mean, you've done that. You think, or a bag or something that's authentic. Come on. You know, the participants, they get that for free. They earn it. The spectators, though, if you like the team, you could say, get me an authentic jersey. It ain't authentic. It ain't the same ones. You want to know how I know? You go get you a knockoff Michael Jordan shirt and you're going to get $50 for it. You get the real thing and you get millions. Come on, they're a little different. Why? Because somebody else wore it. Your sweat means nothing to nobody. Michael Jordan's sweat means something to somebody. Come on. Third thing, participators put in the hours of practice. Spectators show up on game day. Are y'all picking up what I'm putting down? Participators play one position at a time, but may play many, but they can only play one at a time. You know, when you're one man down and you're on the defensive end and you're having to cover for that person that's supposed to be in the middle, you're in the defensive mode and you're playing that position, but you're back and forth playing that position. But if the ball gets on the other end, you got to run hard to fill in that spot for the offensive player. But now you become offensive, you're not defensive anymore. You know what that does? That leaves an empty place back there. When Lexi first started playing soccer, it was like herding cats. You throw a ball down and watch everybody go. Phew. It's like feeding them, you know, meow mix. You pour it, they'll come. And they were all just, and you could tell where the ball was because it was just like a big blob. Both teams. Now that she's gotten a little older and she's on this way, they learn to pass. You stay over there. And you stay right there. And you stay right here. And if I get the ball, I'm going to throw it. It's more strategic. And now you got to pay attention to what's going on. When we were going 3 years ago, it's just like, yeah. Now you're telling me, get back in your spot. You got any, you kids ever play sports? I'm not the only one that does this. Get in your spot. You're out of spot. If the ball goes there, nobody's there. You got to get there. Watch that person over there. Get in front of that person. They're going to kick the ball to him and you're screaming. Am I the only one? Mason, do you do that when Tripp's playing football? Tripp, what position do you play, son? Quarterback? Oh, that's what I'm talking about. You know what your mama's doing up in the stands? Don't hit my baby that hard. I'll come out of these stands down there. You ain't seen Team Mama yet. Tripp's bleeding, two teeth hanging out. He said, Mom, sit down, I got it. Don't do that to me, Mama. I got my spot. When you're not here, we scramble. Arville, I need you to do that. You got to get over here. Megan, we got to get somebody in the class. Tina, you got to get back down here. You got to play. No, you got to be in the nursery. Oh, no, you got to be. We just need you to be in your spot. Y'all don't have a spot. Find one. Because here, let me tell you something. Everybody needs a substitute. Nobody can play forever. That's why they have a bench and people are sitting on it and they're resting so that they can swap out because somebody gets tired, somebody needs a drink, somebody needs a break, somebody just got clobbered right in the face with the soccer ball and they're crying. They're 8-year-olds. They're going to cry. And you need somebody to go in just because they're crying. Come on, somebody. We need somebody to come in just because we're tired. We need somebody to come in just because we need another fresh body. Participators are disciplined to play their role. Spectators, they have no position or role. The game goes on whether there's no one in the stands or not. You ever thought about that? Game's going on. Well, you didn't show up. Okay. Game went on. The spectators also related to discipline. Participators are disciplined to play their role. Spectators do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do. It's called no discipline. Participators are committed. Spectators are not so committed. You love me? Okay, just check. This might be one of those messages, Mike, I have to have the wife get in the car and have it running. I'll go out the back door. Participators, listen to the coach. Spectators, they tell the coach what to do. You should have been doing this. Why is little Susie not on over there scoring the goals? I wish coaches would be honest. Because little Susie's no good. That's why she's over there on the bench. Glory to God, I wouldn't be a good pee-wee coach, would I? For you parents. Be great for the kids. They want to tell the coach everything to do, but they've never been around the kids knowing how they can do and what they can do at their best level. But it's because they're mine. Because I want it my way. I want little Susie or little Joey to win this winning goal. Well, little Joey, he's picking his nose most of the time. He don't know what we're playing. But you're the coach now. Come on, somebody. You're the coach. You know what's best for the team. No, you're self-centered. You want to know what's best for you. I have a rule here in the church. Me and my wife don't agree on it. Imagine that. When I make decisions, it's for the overall betterment of the church. Not a group of people, not a group of givers, not a group of workers, but for the overall betterment of the church. Can I tell you that 9 out of 10 times that is not a popular decision? And I can tell you that 100% of the time it'll offend somebody. Here's what I did notice too. That participators, they say the least and do the most. Spectators, you're stealing my line. They say the most and do the least. It's just crazy, hardcore. I don't even like my pastor right now moment, ain't it? This is just one of those messages. I had been better off to stay at home. I'm going to close with this statement. The church, the kingdom of God, the LVA church, the, put the name on whatever denomination you wanted, can no longer compete with the world and play with one man down. The world throws billions and billions, even trillions of dollars at our children through media alone. Just in that category. But we're expected to win one man down. We're expected to have the same results. Why is little Johnny on drugs at 12? I don't know. I got some ideas. Why are they not involved in church? I don't know. But I got some ideas. We need parents and grandparents to step up. We don't need you to be absentee in any way. We don't need to be one man down at all. Step up to the plate. I've got little scratches and dings in my house down the hallway. You ever been to my house? You know, got a little hallway, pretty good hallway. Got a couple of air conditioner vents on each side. You know when I know Lexi's there? Because she kicks a soccer ball down that thing. Bing, 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 bing. Well, I can't believe you'd let her do that. It's my house. You know why I let her do it? Because she learns how to kick. Learn how to control the ball. You control a ball in a 3-foot wide hallway and run down the hallway. It ain't very long when you start falling into the sheetrock wall, you'll realize I need to stand up and learn how to dribble this ball, right? It's not hard. It takes you a few knocks, but you get it. Come on, somebody. I let her do it because I want her to be good. Oh, we do it outside too. Don't think we're weird people. We just play inside. I'm just too lazy to get up and go outside. It's hot. Okay? I'm a spectator. Okay? Come on. This is spectator material. But see, because she does that, my expectation is if she does that, she'll be better. Right? Can I confess? Can I confess to you? Don't be so quick to let your pastor say, I want to confess to you. You may not know what's going to come out of this mouth. Jason, what was that look? Jason, that's right. I want to confess, yesterday, Lexi's playing defense. I'm thinking she ought to be on offense. Yeah. She ought to be on offense. She can kick the snot out of that ball and kick the leather slap off of it. Do you hear what I'm saying? She ought to be up there. You want to get behind the coach? Man, come on, Lexi. You're going to get offense. I know you are. You're going to get on offense. You know how you do that to the coach? You're putting those seeds in there. He didn't listen to me a bit. What I found out later on was this. It's a big field for a lot of 8-year-olds. Here's what I found out. She's back there because there's only 2 people back there covering that whole field. But when that ball gets over the rest of them and it comes rolling at her, she can send it all the way back down the other end. See, that's just as important. Getting the ball from the enemy's territory into your territory where you can handle it. Because if you ain't got the ball, you ain't going to score. Come on, somebody. Amen, Lord. We don't need to be one man down in this church. Not with the talents, the callings, and anointings that's in this building. You run businesses. You're smart. You're intelligent. You handle lots of money. You handle people. You can do all. We got stuff from nurses to all kind of people in here. Degrees of people that's got finance degrees and all kind of stuff in between. Surely to God, we can do something for the kingdom. Come on, somebody. You don't love me anymore, do you? Will you stand with me? This is the part where you start liking me because we're getting out early. I knew this would be a pastoral message. Again, I didn't ponder this for a long time, Miss Fonda. I got it yesterday, Daniel. In Memphis, of all places. Thank God's there too. Imagine that. I knew exactly what was going on. I just put this right down. I didn't have to research. I just knew God gave me these verses and this to say. I want to challenge you. We're in a tough time in America. And your kids, believe it or not, they're exposed to all kind of sin and sickness and sick people and evil desires and passions, just like we were. It's just more readily available on their phone systems and social medias. Parents, we don't need you to be at one man down. We need you to step up to the plate. It's your time to bat. Go to bat for your kids. Go to bat for your grandkids. Go to bat for your nephews and your nieces. Go to bat for Team Jesus. Come on, go to bat for Team Jesus. You know I love you, don't you? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray this prayer. You pray it something like this. You put you in there. Lord, help me to move from a spectator position to a participator. Help me to get involved on the team, Lord. Lord, even more than I am, I can do more than what I'm doing. I can do more than bring my shirt that says Team LVA and my hat and my monogram water bottle. I pray that the Holy Spirit would move upon us, that there's not one hint of condemnation in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit. But a conviction of the Lord saying, we're one man down. We're one man. I need you in. I need you in now. You must be ready. I got to put you in the game right now. Too many people are dying and going to hell. I need you in the game now. Come on, get up. Get in the game. Get in the game. But I got to do this. Get in the game. I need you in the game. Kids are going to hell. I need you in the game. But I had this plan. I need you in the game. But I didn't want to do that. I need you in the game. Maybe with you in the game, we can win a soul. We can disciple young people. We can disciple older people. In the game. We need you in the game. We need you in the game. Don't be that one man that causes the rest of the team to say, they're one man down. Father, I thank you for your word today that has been so rich and so real and so realistic. No, it's scary almost. I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit would run rampant in our hearts, create a desire, rekindle a desire, a fire, a flame, Lord, to be on the team. Lord, it's not even about the team of being saved. It's about the team of building the kingdom. Lord, help us. Help me to stand in front of my full-length spiritual mirror. Say, what can I do to build the kingdom? What is my position? Need to mow the grass? Need to paint the lines on the field? Need to get out the water bottles? Set up the benches? Clean the church? Teach a class? Preach for Pastor Marty? Sing? Ooh. Lock the church up. Greet. Work in the nursery. Work in Busy Bees. Work in our youth department. Work in our children's department. Come up and cut the air on when it's hot early. What can you do? Of all of those things, the most important thing you can do is get your Bible out and you read to your babies at home and you teach them godly principles and you show them that God's important at your own team, Jesus, by getting up and coming to church and participating and being involved. That's what you can do to be the best influencer ever. Father, I thank you for your word. I pray you bless your people. That your face would shine upon us, that we would find favor with God and with man, that increase, prosperity, job promotions, and raises would come our way, and that peace would blanket every rooftop, that when we lay down this afternoon or tonight, that sweet sleep would come to our spiritual souls and our physical bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you're a youth and you've been contacted or you want to help, when go right back here. Miss Tina's got a hold of you. You go right back here in the fellowship hall. Parents, we got just a 5-minute meeting. If you'll get them back there quickly, we'll get them out of here and you can still get to the restaurant.